I read somewhere that the human brain weighs 3 pounds. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Then I weighed my brain yesterday, and it's coming in at a whopping 45 pounds.
What? No, you can't weigh your brain.
I knew you could take that thing out.
Yeah. It was difficult to weigh, but I did it. It hurt. I'm not sure what my brain's been eating, but I think it may be time to put it on the keto diet or something.
That is an overweight brain, for sure.
I'd like my brain to weigh about 3 ounces and become the sexiest, skinniest brain ever.
Ew.
And make People Magazine's sexiest brain list.
You are well on your way. Don't worry.
And the only way to make it lighter is to start getting things off it. As a matter of fact, I think everybody's brain seems kind of chubby today, so...
Wow,
let's
I'm offended.
Give all of our brains a workout and start shedding some pounds with another round of What's on Your Mind, where we go around the room and see what everybody's been thinking about lately. So, Brooke, what's on your mind today?
My, I need help, okay? I need help winning a $1 million bet.
Whoa!
Yeah, I know. Big, right?
$1 million bet?
I got into an argument with my mom, and I bet her $1 million that she's wrong.
One of these bets.
Yeah.
Because she is convinced that it's Taco Thursday.
What? No!
Thank you!
It's never been Taco Thursday.
What are you talking about, woman? Like, you're disgracing our entire family name.
It's not Taco Thursday. It's Taco Tuesday.
She's like, I've never heard of Taco Tuesday.
What?
Like, you're joking, right? Okay, listen. My parents live in a town of like 1,000 people in North Idaho. And she's like, well, Blanchard, which is the next town over, they do Taco Thursday at the cafe. And I'm like, Mom, that is not a thing. She's like, it is. You should go. They're delicious. I'm like, no.
Especially cafe tacos.
Yeah, I think they got it mixed up too over in Blanchard.
And then there's an issue because anything you Google search comes up. I'm sorry.
That's true.
Because I was like, fine, Mom, $1 million, look it up. I'm right. There is no way you're right on this.
Yeah.
It is Taco Tuesday. So she looks up Taco Thursday. There is Taco Thursdays all over this country.
She's like,
what's
see?
What's going
yes.
on?
Oh, gosh.
Fake. That sounds like fake news to
it
me.
Is.
Some Facebook news story or
this
something.
This is how fake news gets.
Yeah.
Spread.
Oh, my God. So please text in for my mom so that she can see that it's Taco Tuesday.
And force her to pay you $1 million.
Seriously, that woman owes me, okay?
Shouldn't be an easy $1 million to make. Jose, what's on your mind today?
Well, I have an issue at my apartment. It's not in my apartment. If you guys don't know, I live in the city, so my doors, my windows all face an alley, okay? And the last, like, 5 nights in a row, there's a cat in the alley who is meowing in the weirdest way that I figured out it's pregnant. Because it's not just like a random meow, like a cute. It's like, meow, meow, meow.
That does sound like
help.
A miserable pregnant woman.
Yeah, it's a cat in heat. When the cats are in heat, they sound like a child yelling for help. It's scary.
So I swear it's somewhere around my apartment, and now it's getting to the point where it's keeping me up so much that I want to help it. I want to go out and take the cat in and help it with its babies.
So you
want to
trap the pregnant cat that you don't know for sure is pregnant, but could be.
Yes, but I also then realize, what if it has its kittens in my apartment? I can't take care of myself, let alone a bunch of kittens. But I feel bad for the kitty because it's pregnant and there's no one to help
it. I feel
it.
Like you're getting way ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
You're basing this all on a cat that's keeping you up at night.
Well, I'm just laying in bed hearing this awful meow, and I'm like, you poor cat, I'm here, but I don't know what to do. Like, how can I help you? So I just need someone to let me know, what do I do? Do I take care of it? Do I rub its belly? Maybe it's in pain? Do we do like little stretching exercises like pregnant women do?
Yeah, I think you take it into your apartment and rub its belly.
Okay.
Put some cocoa butter on it so it doesn't get stretch marks, all that kind of stuff.
These are ideas that I need to help kitty this
massage?
Poor kitty.
Yeah, text in 78592. How does Jose help his pregnant kitty?
Yeah, it's mine already. I love it.
Jeff, what's on your mind?
There's not a lot on my mind this week other than I'm a man. I'm a real man now.
You figured it out.
Because I recently ordered a cord of wood to my house.
Oh!
And I stacked it myself.
Did you split it?
No, I didn't split it.
Well, then you're not a real man.
You do have an axe.
Okay, I'm half of
I'm
a real
sorry.
Man.
If stacking wood makes you a real man, I became a real man at like the age of 7, okay?
Well, you're very manly, Brooke. I'm very proud of you. But I did it, okay? I stacked all the wood.
Nice.
I'm super sore today, and I'm a man.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Oh,
I did it. Text in how great of a man I am now.
I can't wait till you grab a piece of wood and there's like a spider on it.
Yeah.
You scream
yui,
like
yui.
A little tiny girl.
I have
and
grabbed
run the
plenty of wood
yeah,
in
I was
my
say,
life, Brooke.
All this talk about
dare.
Grabbing wood okay, is not good for young
point.
Jeffrey
right.
to keep talking about.
I was going to say there'd be snakes in it, but that's the same thing that we're talking about.
I'm
okay.
a man, Brooke. Yeah. You can't intimidate me anymore.
Yeah, Amazon
sorry.
Prime wood.
All
okay.
right.
Yeah. Tuba, what's on your mind now?
What's on my mind is I'm incredibly happy because when I got married, I changed my last name to Fresh, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody believed me, even though I posted pictures of my ID, everything else. Nobody believed me because my Twitter account still had my old last name. And so people would literally be like, yeah, no, it's BS because Twitter hasn't changed yet.
Yeah.
But I was trying to fight with Twitter because somebody like parked that name and then wanted to charge me $5,000 to get the handle.
Gosh, man.
And so I was trying to get it and I finally got it last night. So now I officially have at Jubal Fresh on Twitter.
Are you still verified?
Wait, yeah, I'm still verified.
No. More importantly, did you pay the $5,000?
No, I didn't have to pay the $5,000. They took it. They took it from him, finally. So now officially people will finally believe me that my name is changed.
Dude, congrats.
Yeah, thanks.
You've got your identity. Twitter's more important than a legal ID.
And it only cost him $3,000.
Yeah,
okay,
exactly.